Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new study confirms what many other studies have also confirmed, and that is most children confused about their sex grow out of it as they mature. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think there's many studies. I mean, this is a more recent one, but many studies show that children, instead of being pushed, you know, if a little girl wants to play with a truck or a little boy wants to play with a doll, it's no big deal. And they will eventually they will eventually agree with their biological sex, even if there's some confusion in there. They'll grow out of it is the point.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the study here was conducted by researchers in the Netherlands. It involved surveying 2,770 sex-confused children every 3 years and asking them about their feelings on the matter, according to a report by the Daily Mail. At the start of the research, about 1 in 10, or 11%, reportedly expressed gender non-contentedness, that's their words, mm-hmm. to varying degrees. But by age 25, only 1 in 25, or 4%, said they often or sometimes felt discontent with their sex.
But, you know, my question has always been, are the children really confused? Are they being pushed in this agenda toward that route?
Well, we know they're being pushed by virtue of people who have gone through this process, mm-hmm. and they have gone to counselors, they've gone to different people, they're in school, they get the pushback,
social media,
all these other things, yeah. They get pushed into this direction. They have some other issues going on. That's the typical thing.
Right. There's underlying issues.
They have underlying issues.
That's why they need good counseling. So.
Right. And they have underlying issues, and it could be anxiety, depression, could be a host of things.
Conflict with the parent, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Body image issues.
Hormones. Yeah.
Hormones going on. They got all kinds of things going on in their life at that time. Fitting in. They could have gotten bullied, so forth and so on. They could have all kinds of things going on. They could have something involving autism. And so they have a discomfort with
right.
who they are and how they fit in.
And you have to admit, children nowadays, with all the media and everything coming at them, I'm sure it's a lot more challenging, let's say, years ago when Life on the Prairie was going on. It was very simple. Now they have more things coming at them, pushing them in that direction.
Yeah, so then they go to these different doctors or counselors, and they say, oh, I've got the magic pill for you.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in the wrong body.
Right.
So you're actually not a girl, or you're actually not a boy. In fact, you just need to explore
right.
being someone else.
Define who God created you as.
Yeah, just define, you know, your own existence, and you can change it. So that's what they do. And they say to the parents, look, just like they did with Chloe Cole, they told Chloe's mom, you can have a dead daughter if you don't do anything here, if you don't do the puberty blockers, and then cross-sex hormones, and then eventual surgery. If you don't do anything, then your daughter's going to commit suicide. You can have a dead
right.
daughter if you want to do that. But if you want to have a live, quote, son, then you need to give puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and so forth. And that will be the thing that will make your daughter content.
Which is why they say that, because they twist the statistics when actually those who go through puberty blockers and surgeries, there's a 40% chance of suicide, but they twist that saying, well, if you don't go that route, there's a 40% chance of suicide.
Yeah, so they, in fact, it's a higher percent of suicide and depression, discontent, for those who actually go through this.
Because it's not the answer.
No, because they have an underlying issue.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Chloe Cole's situation, she had underlying other mental, behavioral, psychological issues or stressors.
And she was on the spectrum. And
she's on the spectrum of autism, and they don't deal with any of that.
Right.
So the problem is, it's kind of like having a condition, physical or mental, and then you don't treat it, you don't address it, you're not trying to resolve it, and you just allow that to grow and manifest, and it becomes worse.
Right.
And so instead of dealing with that mental condition, the mental stress, that is causing your condition, your discontent, then they put them on these medications like puberty blockers. And then that will block the production of your hormones. And also it causes a lot of other consequences as well.
Plus, many of the schools are trying to hide that from the parents, so they're putting the child all by itself on this path.
Right, so they're causing additional stress because mm-hmm. now the kid is living in two different worlds. Yeah. Coming to school, may even have a different wardrobe at school.
Different name, maybe.
Different name at school, maybe one name at school, but the actual name at home. Dressing one way at school because that person may change into different clothes at school, and then change out of those and then go home. So now the kid is living in a very deceptive two-world system, intentionally deceiving the parents with the knowledge that the school is helping that child deceive their parents.
Right.
So now they can't trust the parents because the school's put a wedge between the kid and the student and the parents. And then they start giving them counsel, like they are the ones that are caring for them and they want to give them cross-sex hormones, so they refer them out to someone and they get these medications. Well, they don't have an understanding and the parents don't have any clue about the impact of these cross-sex hormones,
right?
The puberty blockers and the cross-sex hormones. What's it going to do to you? And then how long are you going to have to take it? Because you have to take the cross-sex hormones for life.
Remember, we talked to January Littlejohn in Florida, and that happened to her. They were hiding what was going on. They were pushing this at her daughter, and she wasn't unaware. And then when she finally became aware, she put a stop to it. And then that, in turn, caused her to be a catalyst to help protect all of parental rights in Florida.
And that gave rise to the alleged so-called, quote, don't say gay bill.
Right, parental rights in Florida.
It was a
bill.
Parental rights in Florida. That was the name given to it by the woke Disney people.
Which has nothing to do with
which
that.
Which it had nothing to do
right.
with that. And in fact, you know, they have lost that suit because they tried to stop that bill. That did not happen. This bill was giving parents the right to know what was happening to their kids because.
Right.
That was happening in Tallahassee, Florida, where they were intentionally trying to deceive the kid without January's knowledge. That also happened in California about the same time, where they did the same thing to a student. And then when the parents finally found out, it was so much had happened that the kid actually committed suicide.
Yeah, it was sad.
So it's a very sad situation. But this happens all over the country. I remember, for example, in Sarasota, now the woman is no longer there, but we had an issue there with a coach, remember that, where he was told that you need to allow this girl to undress mm-hmm. in the boys' room, locker room. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. We represented him, pushed back. As part of that, we found out that they had their own LGBTQ library. And that they had hired a counselor to push this. Well, now that counselor is gone because the elections happened, the school mm-hmm. board changed, it's now conservative, and all that has been thrown out.
But these are great examples of parents make a difference. You've got to stay engaged. If your child is in public school, you've got to stay engaged with what they're teaching your child and speak up against it. I mean, look at January, the impact she had in the state of Florida because of what was happening to her daughter.
Well, in that case, in Sarasota area, St. Pete area, that policies that we came across mm-hmm. and found by this counselor was encouraging the teachers not to let the parents know.
Had that special library that was hidden.
They had a special library that was hidden. So if you wanted to go look at the school library, you couldn't find it because
pornographic books.
This was the counselor's library, but it was available there for the students at school.
Right.
Now, this is the kind of thing that's happening. However, this is a study that is one of many. There's a lot of studies out there, and the studies show that if your child or your grandchild or somebody you know is going through this confused state where they say, I want to be recognized as a boy or a girl, first of all, don't affirm them as that. Don't affirm a lie. Mm-hmm. Love them. Walk through the process with them. Love them. Don't abandon them, but don't affirm a lie.
Same thing to teachers.
And the same thing for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the studies show, and there's a lot of these, that 85% up to high 90s for boys when they have this discontent and confusion, they grow out of it as they become older, they mature, they grow out of it, and they're very content with their birth sex. Now, if in that process, when they're going through this confusion, this discontent, now they start taking these drugs and they go through surgery, they are irreparably harmed. For more information, I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a lot of information at lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.